Turbocharge Your Brand TV. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the mindset of millionaires. What is it that they do that means that they can keep repeating the formula and making money while everybody else just watches with their mouths open? We're also going to be looking into the success of Madonna. She's got a blueprint. She's got a formula that allows her to change her music genre every time she puts out a new album. But what is it? What is it that she does that makes her so special? We've got the magic ingredient, and I'm going to share it with you in this show. And on top of that, we've got an interview with Ernesto Verdugo. This guy single-handedly created the internet marketing community in the Middle East. He started about 6 or 7 years ago, and now with his TV show, he has followers all around the world, and he makes passive earnings just by making a video. How can he do this? We'll find out in this show. Stick around for Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Business. Well, it's very simple. We're talking about a mastermind group. A mastermind group is a group of like-minded people who might be in the same kind of business, but ideally are not quite. But you have a common thread, which is that you have an interest in helping each other. Now, this group ideally has between 4 and 8 people in your group, but you can choose any number that you want. The reason for that is you've got to meet once every 2 weeks, maybe once a month, and sit down, and during that time that you meet, everybody has to be able to have their say about the things that they're looking forward to. And that's part of your mastermind group. Now, if you're looking to select one, Google it to get lots of different business models for them. But ideally, everybody in your group should be one step higher above you so you can aspire to them. With this mastermind group, first of all, you create a confidentiality pact. Whatever happens in that room stays in that room. Then also you define anybody that you want to get to join the group. Ideally somebody you know and trust, and from your point of view, somebody a little bit higher on the social scale than you. Somebody who you can learn from, otherwise you end up teaching everything to everybody and it just becomes mentoring. With your mastermind group, you create a set format. Supposing you've got 6 people and you meet every 2 weeks for a lunch break. During that hour that you're together, you set out that there's going to be a very quick, get it off your shoulders type conversation, and they get straight down to it. Everybody gets 5 minutes to go blah, blah, blah with their problem, and then everybody else chips in for another 3 minutes afterwards, or whatever it is. But you create it so once you've had your go, it moves on to the next person. You go on like that until everybody's had their say, and then you create whatever it is that you need to come back again and work on. Now, for that mastermind group, you might have a central theme. You might want to help a charity, or you might have a joint project. But whatever happens in that group to justify your own success, whatever the group decides, you will actually abide by. It's effectively like having a board of directors, but the whole focus is it's for free, and it's all about you. But you have to give to everybody else the same way. Now, if you find you haven't got that many people who you trust to put into your mastermind group, create a mastermind partnership. I've had some very successful ones that are still ongoing now. I worked with one guy, for instance, Barry Cummings, Google him. When I first started creating stuff on the internet, I didn't know what I was doing. Together, we learned, we let off steam, and we shared insights, and we're still doing it to this day. Jeff Price is another one who you might have seen from the previous episodes. We share insights all about business, all about how to be better in what we do. And we've been doing this now for about 17 years. Create a mastermind partnership, ideally with somebody in a slightly different business, or somebody who's going to be like a traveling partner in your existing niche. And it really will change your game. So that's today's outer game. Get yourself a mastermind group or a mastermind partner. And let me know how you get on Turbocharge Your Brand TV. And now it's time for Ask Dave. And in this part, you ask me a question about something that's been on your mind, and I help you. Simone Carter contacted me and said, Dave, I want to stop smoking. You're a hypnotist. How do I go about it? Well, Simone, thanks for asking. Very simple. Your mind is like an iceberg. The bit above the water is your conscious mind. The bit below is your subconscious. We've talked about that in previous episodes. But in your conscious mind, you might grab a cigarette and put it in your mouth. But subconsciously, You're doing it all the time. And it's related to things in your subconscious mind. That's why, if I asked you, if you smoke 20 cigarettes a day, how many do you actually remember having? Maybe 3, 4? Why? Because your memory is in your subconscious mind, so you wipe out those other cigarettes. But what actually happens is you take a break when you have a cigarette. So you have 20 breaks during the day. First thing in the morning when you have a cup of coffee, or maybe last thing at night when you're sitting in the garden and looking out. Or maybe when you're a social smoker and you have a drink and friends around and you suddenly feel the need to have a cigarette, or stuck in traffic, or after a sales meeting. These are times when subconsciously you feel that you need to take a break and it doesn't feel or taste right without having a cigarette in it. So what can you do to shake this habit? And it is a habit. It's subconscious. You don't know that you're doing it, and it's got a secondary gain. The secondary gain is it's there for a good thing, but it gives you a bad effect. As I mentioned, the good thing is you take a break. Your brain is keeping you smoking, because otherwise you won't take a break and you carry on getting stressed. But what it doesn't know is you're getting more stressed because you carry on smoking. So, a number of different things. Contact a hypnotherapist. There's going to be one in your region, or an NLP master practitioner. They can help you to stop smoking. You can get some electrode treatments as well, which is very effective. Or if you're miles away from everybody else, go to this website. I've got a system waiting for you. It's called thebeststopsmokingprogram.com. Thebeststopsmokingprogram.com has got books, audios, it's got a 30-day coaching program, and it will stop you smoking. So go there and you can sort it all out. So Simone, this is an ongoing problem, and more than anything, you've got to stop smoking for your own health and for those people around you. Once upon a time, it was really cool. Now, it stinks. Thanks for writing in. If you want to get your own copy of the Jump and Grow Wings system, which you can see behind me, all you have to do is ask Dave at dave@thelifedesigners.com, this address here. And if your question gets answered, you will end up with your own copy, the motivational mindset system that will really turbocharge your own success. Or you just go to the website and get it. It's Turbocharge Your Brand TV. And now it's time for the Turbocharge Your Brand TV interview. And I'm really blessed to be able to bring on a real friend of mine and also my mentor when it comes to the internet, Ernesto Verdugo. If you Google Ernesto Verdugo, you'll get somewhere over 1 million different things giving you all the different stuff he's been up to. Ernesto single-handedly created the internet marketing community in the Middle East. He's had some great events. He's connected to every single speaker, every single person who's doing stuff on the internet around the planet, knows of Ernesto, and does business with him too. I'm lucky enough to have caught up with him to ask him some little questions about how his mind works and why you should be getting involved in stuff on the internet. So here's Ernesto Verdugo on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
The great thing about the internet is that everything is about little formulas. And if you have an overall knowledge on how things work, you can just basically replicate those formulas and start generating multiple sources of income without costing them a fortune. Now, there's obviously an inherited cost, and that inherited cost is the cost of education, the cost of change. And that is something that many people are not willing to pay. They prefer to stick to their own ideas and to their own ways of doing things without really embracing what would be the new things. And that's a pity, but that's actually what my goal is at the moment. I'm trying to educate people so that they have a choice. Whether they take it or not, it's their problem. But the thing is, if they do not know what they do not know, they will not be able to take that choice. One of the great things is that, for example, if you're offline, obviously you might also fail. But failing offline is very expensive. Failing online is not that expensive. So it's not really something that you have to be very worried about.
So we're talking about a mindset, really, for somebody to be able to step away from what they've had the entire life with the school system to be able to be successful. So tell me a bit more about that. Tell me about the mindset you need to become an entrepreneur.
Yeah, well, the mindset is absolutely critical. First of all, you need to be open. So first of all, you need to say, well, okay, instead of saying what can and cannot be done, the question is, how can this be done? Not if it can be done or if it cannot be done. How can it be done? Second, you also need to have a very, you need to be curious. You really have to, really spend some time trying to figure out what are the things which are happening there, what is working, You also have to be willing to learn, and you also have to be able to understand that you're starting from scratch. I mean, Alvin Toffler says that the illiterate in the 21st century are not going to be the ones that do not know how to read or write, but they're going to be the ones which are not open and to change.
And now it's time to examine your inner game. What happens to your mindset to create success? And this week, I want to start a part of a series on what makes millionaires super successful. If you want an insight already, then go and get the book by Thomas J. Stanley, All About the Millionaire Mindset. He went around about 1,000 or so millionaires and asked them lots of different questions about what they did, what they didn't do, and how they managed to create their fortunes. And amazingly, there's about 8 things that were common with every single one. At least 95% of them all did the same stuff. I'm going to be sharing what those are with you over the next couple of episodes. But today we're going to look at the first thing, the first key success of what makes a multi-millionaire mindset work. The first thing is actually broken down into 3 things. And it's all about the way that you have integrity. Integrity means telling the truth. It means being sellable because people believe in you and they can sell you on to other people. It means being transparent, but it also means knowing that people have a level of trust that they can feel confident that whatever you say, you're going to do. That sometimes means being honest, more honest than you prefer to be. But that makes sense as well, because when you tell a lie, ideally, they've worked it out that each lie takes another 15 lies to keep going. And each of those other 15 lies takes another 15. And before you know it, you're just spending all your time lying to keep an untruth ticking over. Better off just being honest, transparent, and saying exactly what the case is. Now, it doesn't mean you have to tell everybody your secrets, but the more you use integrity, the more that people will trust you and want to do business with you, and also spread the word to others too. The other thing, on top of integrity, is focus. Do you focus on your business? Are you multi-talented and you've got a lot of different things that you focus on at the same time? Well, imagine that you had a bit of paper and a spoon with a big blunt end on it, and you're trying to push it through the paper. It's not going to work. Well, it will eventually, but it's going to rip everything. But then you get the same bit of paper and a pin. That pin goes straight through. Why? Focus. Focusing all the energy for a breakthrough in your business will mean that you get less stressed and you get faster results in everything you do. Yeah, I know you want to do other things. I know that you want to be creative, but put them to one side. What's going to get you cash and happiness and passion fastest? Wherever that is, make that your focus. So we talk about integrity. We talk about focus. So what is the other factor we're talking about? Well, very simple. Whenever you do set off to make a business, hard work. It's your business. When you stop working, it stops moving unless you've set up passive earning or unless you have other people working for you with delegation. There's no actual figure on how much hard work that you need to put in. You need to put in enough. So that means you don't pull 9 to 5. You pull whatever it takes to get the job done. Not in a stupid way, because there's a reason for calling something a weekend. And now I want to choose a case study of who, in my opinion, is the number one pop star of all time. This artist has been in the business for 4 or 5 decades of music. Every time she brings out an album, it changes pop music. And every single person, if you want to choose Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, or Britney Spears, owes her everything that they know. We're talking about Madonna. Madonna has single-handedly changed the entire genre of what becomes a pop star. She's done it because she's not the most successful singer. In fact, she's not the best singer. That would be Celine Dion in terms of range, or maybe even Whitney Houston. And she's not the best dancer. Michael Jackson or Paula Abdul may be better than her. But what she did was she chose great partnerships. She understood when a new genre of music was coming through, and she got the very best practitioners to work with her. So in the 80s, that would be people like Shep Pettibone, who were head of a sort of disco crossover scene. And then creating that amazing Ray of Light album came with William Orbit, who did a lot of ambient disco sort of house music. But she grabbed him and created something brand new. And she continues to do so. Okay, she might not need the money. But right now, I still say, without her, music would be a completely different thing. She embodies the diva, but also, she can't be written off, because you never know what she's going to come out with next. So let's take an insight into Madonna and turbocharge your brand TV.
When Madonna appeared on American Bandstand in 1984, Dick Clark asked the young singer what her goal was. There was no hesitation as she replied, to rule the world.
I think the first thing you think of with Madonna are her ambitions to push as many buttons as she can. That was Madonna's mandate from the beginning.
A talented young dancer, Madonna spent 2 years at the University of Michigan on a dance scholarship, but she just couldn't wait. She quit and headed off to New York. After a few years of struggling, Madonna's 1983 self-titled debut album launched 3 top 10 singles. This early rise to fame came at the perfect time, as MTV was just getting started. Madonna's ability to be ahead of the fashion curve was obvious from the beginning. She never followed the trends, she created them.
This doesn't sound like anything you've done before, ever. I mean, was that conscious? We want to do, like, some record that doesn't sound like it's ever...
No, my goal was to just work on a record that I wanted to listen to all the time. There are certain kinds of records that I always listen to. Most of them come from England, a few from France, and it's a certain kind of a sound, I can't describe it. And the only way to get that sound is to work with the people that make those records. So, here we are.
1996 proved to be a good year for Madonna as she gave birth to her first child, Lourdes, and had a big screen breakthrough, taking home a Golden Globe nomination for her role in Evita. In 2000, with another new decade to dominate, it was time for Madonna to reinvent herself again. She moved across the pond and married filmmaker Guy Ritchie. They had their first child, Rocco, in August 2000. However, late in 2008, Madonna and Guy Ritchie filed for divorce. When she began studying the spiritual practice of Kabbalah, red Kabbalah bracelets instantly became a hip fashion accessory on the red carpet. In 2003, Madonna proved, after 20 years on the scene, she still had a few raunchy tricks up her sleeve. Her open-mouth kiss with Britney Spears at the 2003 VMAs became front-page news. In 2006, Madonna adopted a young boy from Malawi named David. She went on to produce a documentary in 2008 called I Am Because We Are, about orphan children in Malawi who lost their parents to AIDS.
I think that, you know, the legacy that she leaves is this sense of music just as a mode of provocation, as a mode of stirring people up, getting a reaction, getting them to notice you and talk about you.
I think Madonna, you know, is pretty much determined, you know, to stay out there, to stay relevant, you know, to make the music she wants to make, do the things she wants to do, and, you know, in that regard, she's no different than she was, you know, 25 years ago.
Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you've really enjoyed my show. In the next episode, we're going to be continuing our series on the millionaire mindset. What is it that millionaires do that gives them money on the table that everybody else keeps ignoring? We'll also be looking at engagement at live events. How can you get the audience to love you, become loyal fans, followers, and keep coming back in a way that you can monetize them forever? Well, almost ever. And we'll be analyzing the success of one of the biggest sports stars of his generation, and probably the next one too, Tiger Woods. Whatever the controversy, you've got to admit one thing, he's still number one. What is it that he does that gets it so right, and how can you take some of that magic and put it into your business? Find out that and more on the next episode of Turbocharge Your Brand TV.